From Vancouver to Edinburgh, Scotland now. The Fringe Festival in Edinburgh kicked off this past weekend. The city has hosted what some call the world's largest arts festival for 5 decades now. 2,500 shows are running this year. The city's Usher Hall plays host to the international debut of Ching Chang, Green Mountain, which is an elaborate multimedia Chinese opera. Maria Bakalapolo was there, and she sends this story.
Ching Chang begins with the innocent and distraught Princess Jade heading to the summit of ancient Mount Ching Chang Shan to find a cure for her mother's illness. The opera is set in the Sichuan province of China, where a deadly earthquake on May 12, 2008, killed more than 65,000 people. Producer Lu Chen Li was inspired to make this opera as a kind of catharsis.
I went to Dujingyan soon after the earthquake to find friends there, so I saw the devastation. It was very sad. I shed many tears there. I also watched the reconstruction of the city, too. The progress was so fast. A city's rebuilding should not be restricted to the infrastructure. It should have something more spiritual. Because this area is a historical place, a spiritual place, it was very easy for me.
Mount Ching Chang Shan in Dujingyan is a UNESCO World Heritage Site and famously home to the giant panda. It's also sacred to the religion of Taoism, the central concept in Taoism. The opposing forces of yin and yang was a natural theme for Lu Chen Li, along with the musical elements in Tai Chi. In the opera, the Taoist teachings allow Prince Murong to overcome hatred and understand eternal love, explains director Chen Wei.
In scene 4, Prince Murong, the male lead role, has gone to the immortal world to practice Tao with Master Ching Chang for 3 years. The Princess Jade is left behind in the mortal world. Through practice, Prince Murong works through his hatred toward the emperor for murdering his family, and the love with Princess Jade is eternal. It is forever there.
This is the largest production ever staged at the Fringe Festival. 50% of the concert hall's floor seats were removed for the stage, and there are some interesting production techniques. The fairy tale-like set features trees and flowers, plants and creatures that are actually dancers in stunning costumes created by Tim Yip, the Oscar-winning designer for Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon. And instead of sneaking around in the dark, crew members hide under large stage props, pushing them to and fro around the actors. Russell Payne, the stage manager for the opera, says the truly amazing aspect of this production is the mix of stage scenery with video projections.
What the projection element adds is the ability for a lot more vivid colours. You can control it with the lighting, but you can also add movement. So you can almost get a scenographic feel to it. And what this show has done is it's added projection on multiple layers so that you can actually overlay video from behind and on front. So you can give the impression of someone's flying, you can give journeying through mountains.
Using that technique on such a grand scale is a first for a Chinese opera. But the artistic inspiration for the design is more conventional, taken from Chinese landscapes. Back in China, a permanent theater is being built in Dujingyan to house the production. But before then, the team hopes that Ching Chang will draw a lot of interest worldwide, says the opera's project manager, James Wee Ti Chong.
We hope that it can tour around Europe, U.S., Southeast Asia, the Far East, like Korea and Japan, before they've been placed into that permanent theater. So they would like to present to the world and show the world this is how Chinese live and think, to introduce to the West, to the rest of the world, how Chinese live.
For the world, I'm Maria Bakalapolo in Edinburgh, Scotland.
From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH in Boston, I'm Lisa Mullins. We'll return tomorrow with another Spin of the World.